Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well and I hope you're ready for today's topic, because this year's mid-year talk is something I think I'm planning on including every single year, just because this year in particular shook me to my core. Before we continue, I apologize for any noise. I finally learned how to properly get rid of some of the background noise from my episodes, which is something I've learned in going back to my first few episodes and preparing them for YouTube. It is a nightmare. The quality was terrible, but just having the ability to run it through software that can get rid of some of that background noise has been a blessing. I do emphasize I'm not re-editing these episodes in order to maintain the authenticity of them. However, I'm trying to just make them audible. To a certain extent, you can clearly hear a difference in just this whizzing noise in the back of like loud air, because I'm obviously driving. So yeah, I apologize. I will try and get rid of any excess noise. Someone was knocking something. There's a car, there's dogs, like there's a lot going on. So apologies for that, but on to the actual episode. This episode was not supposed to be this episode. By that I mean I actually had a completely different episode planned, which I've just shifted up to the next one, and all of the following episodes consequently just roll over. Simple as that. However, today's mid-year talk was actually sparked by the fact I completely forgot we're in the next half of the year. Like, I completely forgot that the entire first half of this year is gone. Finished, done, over with. We are over that first half hurdle, and I'm just like, wow. Okay, pause. I need to take a breath. Like, wow. The first half of the year is officially gone. We are starting on the next 6 months of the year, and it's eye-opening. The 1st of July. See, even the names are confusing. July, the 1st of July. I went to lunch, well, actually breakfast. It wasn't even late enough to be called brunch, it was breakfast, with an old friend of mine that I saw last year last. So literally 6 months ago I saw her last, and it was insane. We had such a good talk. We were at Skulpad Flay. I'm gonna include it in a vlog eventually, hopefully, and post the pics to my Instagram. But it was such a stunning day. The weather finally played along and we had such a good catch up. We're planning to meet again soon. She is a teacher, so a lot of the time it's just not awkward, I would say, to try and meet up, but like I tend to forget that teachers have a bit of a more mind-consuming schedule. So a lot of times with my job, I work 8 till 5, I cut off, I'm done. Sometimes things still bother you as a teacher, like, oh, that child did that or said that or behaved in that way, are they okay? Or I know with another friend of mine who's a teacher, there's a lot of marking to be done. So schedules differ, and I tend to sometimes forget that, oh, sometimes their schedule isn't as rigid. Sometimes it isn't as flexible, because obviously there's different times of the year, there's exams, there's things like that. And it's just not easy to meet up. And I also have mentioned this several times. I am not the best at meeting up or communicating often enough, which is something I'm working on. And I must say it's been going better. So, yay. But it's nice to finally just meet up. And when things like this happen, I always say it happens in such a when it rains, it pours kind of way. So, I'm meeting her. I'm busy with a whole bunch of things for my family. I'm meeting up with another friend soon, and then I'm meeting her again middle of the month, and then I need to make a plan to meet another friend of mine. So there's a lot of things going on. On top of that, I'm trying to get my schedule up for YouTube. I'm trying to fix my Instagram because I know that needs some attention. I'm trying to incorporate my vlog footage into an actual vlog and get everything pieced together. And Then plans change on a whim because I do enjoy that. For example, on Sunday, the 2nd of July, I had a whole other plan for my day. And that plan just got run over by a freight train and we moved on. So I had planned to go out for the day, relax, do a whole bunch of life admin things. And that just didn't happen. We ended up doing a mini overhaul of a project here that we had been working on at home. I then went out to my father. I saw aunt at the mall. I came back home and then like the day was gone. So things like that happen and it's always a good idea to just kind of go with the flow. Enjoy the moment and then move on. So it's been crazy. And I think the beauty of having all of that happen in the span of like 3 days is to open my eyes to the fact that yes, you are gonna make plans. Yes, they are sometimes going to work out, other times not. But there is always a way to get back on track. There is always a way to keep doing what you're doing. There's always a way to eventually overcome that hurdle. And sometimes it's a good thing because it teaches you to slow down and reflect. And that's what this realization has been for me. I needed to reflect on the past 6 months and some of the happiest times in my life has been this rain pouring mentality. Like the beginning of May, or was it the end of May? I can't remember exactly, but when I was meeting all my friends, I met up with my cousin, everything happened in such quick timing that I was like, I'm so busy, it's so crazy, but I love it. So that is something I've learned, I've enjoyed, and I want to start incorporating, especially in the next 6 months, and actually enjoying my time. I've realized, especially this past 2 weeks, I've been spending more time doing things for me. I've said this before, I've definitely been trying to be more intentional and more focused on everything I'm choosing to spend my time on. And one thing for me has been the small self-care thing. I've recently started a workout plan. I won't even say plan, it's very loose. With the intention of doing it every single day. It's just following the Yoga with Adrienne and a couple of other workouts I found online. This is just to keep me moving. I've realized I need some form of exercise that's not too long. Her videos are usually under a half an hour, so that's just perfect for me. And it's yoga. I love yoga, so why not? That has been something I've been enjoying. Another thing is my skincare. I've taken the time to really dig deep with my skincare, and I don't use a ton of products, but just making it a consistent thing of every morning, every evening, going through the whole regimen. If I eventually get the vlog up, it's probably gonna be months later, but I got these little spoons from Marcel's. Yes, the frozen yogurt place. I got spoons from them because my sister had ice cream, and I cleaned off these spoons and they actually are able to kind of dig out the stuff on the inside because they get stuck under my nails and I don't want to kind of scoop gunk out of my nails into the cream onto my face. So that's just a small thing, but it's these small things that you do for yourself that make the difference, and that I think is important because you start your day off on the right note, focusing on yourself, and you end it off focusing on yourself. That allows you to give more of yourself at the end of the day because you know you charge yourself up in the morning and you've replenished yourself in the evening by doing things that are important to you and for you and for who you need to be for yourself. Because a lot of times we are ride or die for other people, and when it comes to ourselves, it's like, I don't care. That is not on. We need to start definitely taking more care of ourselves. So having learned that, I've realized I definitely need to keep going with that and incorporate even more things throughout my day. Because case in point today, I was gonna run up to the shop alone during my lunch, and as I'm literally getting ready to walk out the door, my mom's like, can you wait 5 minutes for me to get dressed and come with you? And I'm just like, okay. Hindsight being what it is, I should have just said no. Not to be mean, but just because I was on my way out, I had a plan, and everything just went downhill. So now I know better, but it was definitely something I, once again, you need to learn lessons until you learn the lessons. If you don't learn the lessons, you're gonna keep hitting your head against that brick wall. So lesson learned. But a lot of times we don't realize how important it is to kind of do what we need to do in our own way. And one thing my friend and I discussed on Saturday was traveling. And she went on this mini road trip with friends of hers. And I ended up just saying, you know, it's not just the destination. Sometimes you need to understand it's the journey to the destination. Not just the journey, not just the destination, but the journey to the destination. And that is something we tend to overlook. Sometimes we are just so focused on arriving at where we need to get to, we miss the journey. And sometimes we enjoy the journey so much, we forget, oh, we've arrived here, and we don't take it in when we get there. And that is something we need to start reassessing as a society. Like, obviously, there are exceptions to every rule. If you have a meeting and you need to get somewhere, you need to get somewhere. You don't need to worry about the journey. Sometimes you just need to enjoy yourself and be like, I get there when I get there, and enjoy the movement. That's fine. But sometimes it's been a thing where arriving at the destination is just as good as the journey getting there. And that is something I definitely want to enjoy for the next 6 months, because it's literally going to be a full circle moment. I love Christmas, and it's Christmas in July, as well as Christmas in December, which is going to be Podmas this year. So that full circle is going to be really, really nice. And I'm going to enjoy every single month until December, as well as the whole month of December. And that's just me. But you need to find the way that applies to you and use it in your life. Because one thing I can say right now, I'm trying to get fitter. I'm trying to get healthier. I did this kind of fitness test where you kind of judge your level of fitness and then build a workout routine based on that. And I didn't do great. Not gonna lie, I got through about 5 out of the 8 exercises and I didn't realize how unfit I was. I was fooling myself. But now that the blinders have come off, I can enjoy the journey, which is the exercises and the workouts I'm going to do, as well as the destination, which is reaching the level of fitness that I want. And that is something I'm using in that way in my life. So enjoy that. Nugget of wisdom. Yeah, that was what I wanted to say. I don't know why it sounds so choppy, like very stop and start. Hopefully it'll be smoother by the time it's done. But the year has flown. I've realized I've wanted to do so much more than I've actually done. But I've also achieved a whole lot more than I didn't think I'd get to. So that's a fun little double-sided coin I've been dealing with. One thing I will say is I've learned editing for YouTube is a whole other ballgame than editing for a podcast. It's been a challenge. It's basically the new journey I'm starting for the next 6 months. And I'm enjoying it because I'm challenging myself in a creative way I didn't think would be challenging. If that makes sense. I didn't think editing would be as challenging as it is, because it's way harder to edit for YouTube than it is to edit like I've been editing. So, yay me. I will say I did find a very fun flow state in terms of this whole thing of creating thumbnails, backgrounds, things like that for YouTube, and I'm enjoying it. I have spent more time just putting my head down and pushing to try and get some stuff done. So hopefully I'll be able to start uploading it, hopefully, by the end of July, and kind of just build the momentum that way. But we'll see. I do intend to start actually uploading this year and incorporating the other things that I've been trying, but hopefully it'll work out for the best. I'm just enjoying the process, and I think that is something that I might not be able to translate into everything else, but I do enjoy it for me. So, yeah. One thing I did want to mention is that, as I've said a million times, I'm trying to be more intentional and focused about what I do, and spending my time and energy on re-uploading the episodes has been fun, but it's something I have been intending to do since the beginning of the year. I mentioned it in my podcast goals section of my goals episode, so I've been working on it, and it's something I intend to keep doing. One thing about it I will say is that when it comes to spending my mental energy on things, this is kind of not that intense mentally. It's more of a creative thing in terms of trying to figure out how to upload, what topics to discuss, things like that. So that has been fine. It's my emotional energy that has been zapped. And trust me, I've got an episode in the works. It's next week's one, just by the way. But I do think that having this realization of we in the next 6 months of the year and now's the time to kind of just crank it to 100 has been so good for me, especially emotionally, because winter has hit and we are in the thick of things, and that has not been fun because sometimes we need to just come back to ourselves. And I think that's the key takeaway. We need to come back to ourselves. We need to kind of dig deep and kind of find where we are in our core and then build from there. So yeah, that's it for me. I'm gonna end it off there, and I'm gonna leave you with the song of the week, which I will give you a warning right now. It's a bit explicit in terms of language, so there is a couple of swear words. Like, they've abbreviated it to BB, but when you listen to the song, you'll understand what the B's stand for. The song this week, to actually tell you what it is BB by Nika. And the song, I listened to it on repeat for so many days back to back, because whenever you're feeling down or you're feeling low or someone said something to you and it's just like, oh, maybe they're right, maybe I am X, Y, and Z of a person, put this song on and listen to it. Crank it up, because the lyrics are like, I forgot what a bleep bleep I am. How do you forget how amazing you are? And that's what the song is about. Forgetting how incredible you are and just needing that reminder. Like, it is the best. Go listen to it. I will leave it linked as per usual. And just use it as a pick-me-up whenever you need. Go for it. But yeah, she's an artist I've recently discovered, and I have been enjoying her songs. They are really good. So there's also a song called Source by her. That is a fire song. If you ever need to just up your vibe, play that one. But yeah, that's it for me. I will see you in next week's episode. And always remember, keep being a better being. Love you. Bye.